Thank you for letting me share. Thank you for the space. And thank you all of you, Tiznua, for staying here. You're a great part of my recovery. Hi, everyone. My name is Edgar. I live in Mexico. I live in the state of Campeche. I'm an alcoholic and drug addict, but now I'm in recovery. So as Elise said, I try to create, I want to talk to you a very specific topic. The topic of the sharing, as she said, is the four stranger feelings I experience in sobriety. So I have to say that I am now in the early stage, my recovery. This is an important fact because I think for those who have more time than I am, they will be able to know why I still think and feel in the current way today. I'm not a newcomer, but I am still in the early stage of my recovery. So in front of me, I have the long path. I see like that, a long path. For some people said and write that they estimate it will take more or less 10 years to recover a life. So, okay, I don't like count. I don't like count. Of course, I remember the day I stopped drinking. It was so painful. I never forget that day, but I don't like count days. For me, it's 7 o'clock, even 7:06 a.m. now in Mexico. So for today, I have 7 hours sober. That's all. It's a great quick mind for me. So that's okay for me. My rock bottom ended in a total surrender to alcohol, but today I don't want to tell what happened during my time in recovery in activity. I don't want to talk about that. I think I am a quite cliche in that sense. If nothing happens, nothing marvelous or strangers. For me, I pass for everything that a common drunk. So today, I want to share special emotions, moments, special emotional moments that I have in my recovery. So there are four emotions, or there are four feelings I like to share with you. And these four emotions, the number one is the most beautiful moment, my sobriety. That will be the number one. The second, it will be the adrenaline rushing through my veins. The number three, why do I get up? The number four, the song of melancholy. Of course, I prepare the share because I can speak in a fluid way English. So I respect you a lot. So I you deserve maybe a little more effort for me, because I really want to share with you and that you understand what I say. So of course, there are a lot of grammar and vocabulary problems, but I make my best. So the first one, the most beautiful I ever had in sobriety. It has been a little over 3 months since I took the last drink, and I didn't go directly to a group. Here in Mexico, there are several fraternities that use the 12-step program, and I crossed one of those doors. And here, of course, in Mexico and Latin America are extremely religious. Of course, at the beginning, I did not give importance to that. The only one I want someone to tell me how I could stop drinking. I really became very desperate for that. But every time I go to a house, a big house, and I went to a face-to-face group in the first months of my recovery. I don't remember what day of the week it was, but I arrived early that day, in that moment I tried sharing and tried to relate with another people in that group. For me, it took like 2 months to speak for the first time. I spoke for the first time. So I tried to relate with the people in that group. So I arrived early, and there was a girl. She was at that moment, she was 17 years old. And she approached me and said to me, Mr. Oscar, can I ask you a question? There is something I want to know about you. She told me that. And Oscar said, yes, of course. What can I help you? How can I help you? And the question was the following. Why did a person like you end up in a place like this? That was her question. Why a person like you end up in a place like this? When she said that, for 5 or 10 seconds, that girl made me feel the most beautiful feeling I remember having since I stopped drinking. She made me feel that I didn't belong to this place, that I didn't have to be here, I didn't have a disease. I was normal in that moment. Why are people like me staying in a place like that? For 5, 10 seconds, no more, I was healthy. I was healthy. I don't have a problem for 10 seconds. In that moment, I feel, of course, it's just 10 seconds because in that moment, I just feel, I felt a lot of guilt, a lot of pain about how my alcoholic career has ended. But I feel freedom in that moment. And that's, I think this is the sad part of that question, because I never need to forget I'm an alcoholic. I can't control the way I drink. It's impossible to me. And that's the sad part. That's in that moment, I said, it was 3 months. So I didn't accept all the disease in that moment. So when she asked me that, it was fallen, fabulous. I didn't belong here. But I need to accept my alcoholism. I need to accept the disease. And I'm not like the people. I'm normal. I know I'm normal today, but I can drink in a normal way. So I'm not happy for having a disease. Nobody asked for have a disease, no matter what, a flu, no matter ask for that. But what can I do? I'm sick. I can't control the disease, but I always be an alcoholic. And I don't feel bad for saying that. I always present myself that I am in recovery, because I'm very aware about that condition, but a disease doesn't define me. But I'm really aware, I'm very conscious about that fact. But I'm not happy. because I really like drink a lot. But okay, so that was my the best moment, the best feeling I had until this day. So let's go with the second. In order, the adrenaline rushing through my veins. It was a feeling that took a long time to arrive. The truth is that when I felt it, it was so strange and pleasant at the same time. And after I feel it, I feel a little worried for that feeling. Because for the first time, I feel that adrenaline running through my body without any substance, any. It was totally natural. I felt that one time before, but I drink Red Bull. So that was the first time and the last time I drink a Red Bull, because my brain put like Christmas tree when I take the Red Bull and I go for more. But in this moment, in this occasion that I'm going to tell you to share with you, it was natural, totally natural. When I stopped drinking, eventually everything become boring, simplistic and silly. It's not pointless, any activity for me, because I do everything with alcohol. So today I see everything in life, extreme consumerism. I see that the life very extreme consumerism. Today I see the life in that way. Everything is prefabricated to provoke a response. And I always thought that I was the one who felt those things because of my personality. And when it was just a society trick for me, it was a society trick for me to think that. And that's another reason to be sad. I never be authentic before. I never be authentic. The society told me all the time how I need to, how I think. But return to my experience. Generally, I only watch cartoons and anime. That was amuse me. Fictional is not real. And I guess that's the reason that I really like watching cartoons and anime. From time to time, I see a movie with real actors, but it's not the same anymore. It's boring, something happened, and okay, it does not make sense. It's just for the drama, and feel boring. So I was watching a Netflix series. At first, that series didn't attract much attention to me. I saw the chapters in a very slowly way. It took me like 3 months, I guess, 3 or 4 months, watch the first season of that series. But the interesting thing came when the end of the season came. One of the characters was a very disturbed young woman. And the end of this, in the final chapter, she murdered 7 people. And that, in that moment, the feeling appeared. She didn't care about that. It was really hard. She has a lot of pain inside of her. She didn't care about the consequences. That was off the table. She didn't give a damn about what was going to happen next. She had decided that she was going to do it and nothing else matters. Of course, the graphics and the scene had a lot. And after many 24 hours, I felt that adrenaline running through my veins again. It was, for me, it was wonderful. And that's the only time that happened. That was the only time that I feel that emotion again. It takes a little longer for the final. It takes like 5 minutes, maybe. But for 5 minutes, and this is the sentence, I think this is the important thing to me. 5 minutes, there was no need to watch my emotions. I didn't have to be watching if I was angry, if I was sad, if I was happy. I didn't watch that. I just felt that the feeling, I felt the feeling of letting the emotions take control of me. And I put a big smile in my face as the character in the cartoon did. I smiled. I was happy again for the first time in so many times. I don't worry about my emotion. For 5 minutes, I really don't care what happened to the world or to what happened to or what happened to me. I really don't care. But always about, I know I'm conscious, damn conscious, and that's okay. I prefer that. I'm no longer able to face the consequences to having that first drink. I'm very aware of that. Sometimes depends on the day. I have respect for alcohol. Sometimes it's melancholy. Sometimes it's fear. In my beginnings, I feel panic about drinking again. But I know I still don't control my emotions in the best way. I keep making many mistakes now. But I know in the future I can control myself. I know it is possible, but it will take time. I know that's something annoying for me. I know that always will be necessary to keep an eye to how I feel. That is my mind today. It will be necessary to keep an eye how I feel. Not just act. I always need to know how I feel. So sometimes that is annoying. I feel very tired to do that all the time. Number three, the third emotion. It was a strong one, and because of how much time I feel it. And the name of the emotion is, why do I get up? Everything was horrible in the beginning. It took me a few 24 hours to accept the disease. And of course, the obsession with alcohol disappeared. The obsession disappeared. One day I was in bed, and that morning I realized something is missing. The purpose I lived for. I don't have a purpose. I was in my bed, I woke up, but I couldn't get up. Rather, I didn't want to. Because at that moment, the only thing in my mind was the question, why do I want to get up? Why do I want to get up? It takes me like 20 minutes. Stand up from my bed. Because the mental struggle to be saying to myself with one voice, do it, just get up, do it, just get up. And another voice answered to me, why? For what? I feel that feeling in another occasion, but never with that intense. I feel hopeless that time. So what I need to do was put motivational videos on YouTube. And the first thing I heard, I listened, was Oprah saying to me that nobody come to save me. That was the first thing I heard that morning. Next come Will Smith with another speech. And thanks to that, I stand up and start my day. I know something about my current situation. I save a lot of stress compared with the people who have to live with their families, neighbors, partners, whatever. I live alone. I don't have that problem now. I don't have. But there is also a downside when you are alone, you know, almost most of the time. Supporting myself all the time is extremely complicated some days. It's very depressing. I feel tired of myself, of hearing, of listening my own voice all the time. And don't want to listen to me. Sometimes I don't want to listen to me. I gotta take a break. But the only thing is sometimes I want that someone else told me what I need to do. Okay, of course I connect with you, hear your voices. Listen to your experience, and that's incredible, really, really grateful for that. That's what I hear, and that's why I admire you so much. Of course, in the future, I hope to change the landscape and interact continuously with people in person, because today I can do that. The Last Horseman, the song that create melancholy. Okay. Of course, in activity, I never put attention to anything. And the other day, I was taking my breakfast, I start listening to the song "Ordinary World" by Duran Duran. And for the first time, I paid attention to the lyrics of that song, and made me cry. Not from sadness. Was melancholy. I think it was melancholy. There are two parts of that song that really hit me. I'm gonna say quickly. The song said, "What has happened to it all? Crazy some say, where is the life that I recognize? Gone away. But I won't cry for yesterday. There's an ordinary world. Somehow I have to find, and as I try to make my way to this ordinary world, I will learn to survive. What is happened to me, racism say? Where is my best friend when I need you most? Gone away." The melancholy immediately appeared. Those moments of false happiness, but of course, it all was false. But my life was not ordinary. I can't let myself be full because I don't want to drink today. But I imagine that now I will have to learn that being normal is the most special thing in life. Because it seems that everyone wants to be special. And for me, stay sober is necessary, just be normal. That's the special thing in sobriety for me today. Maybe that will change tomorrow. But I think that's the special thing in sobriety, try to be normal. My friend is gone. Yes, sometimes I miss my friend. I pass too much time only with that bottle. But it's very expensive. I can't afford it anymore. I don't know how long my bored down will last. It's very boring, a very boring life. I try to do new things, but all this is very slow. I still have no purpose. I just keep seeing what my philosophy of life going to be, Oriental, Stoicism. I don't know how, which path I'm going to follow. Not today. I don't worry about that, but not today. And one of the ways is return to my path, to the people that know me when I was a drunk. And the other way is leave my family, my friends, all behind me, and I don't know. So I do have such hope of learning this life. I hope learn to live that this life in this very, very extremely ordinary world. So I know it's gonna change. I see that when I see you, but that was my, I gonna do it. I know, but I feel that way in this moment. It's very ordinary. So thank you, Liz. Thank you for taking me a little more time, but thank you for staying here. Thank you for letting me share, and I love you. Bye-bye.